If the leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies were hoping that the Greek election outcome might boost European markets, they'd be sorely disappointed. Greece's vote has provided no respite for the eurozone. Italian and Spanish stocks plunged and the euro fell against the dollar. Fears still exist that the strife in Europe will drag down the broader world economy. At the G20, the leaders have defended themselves from what they see as undeserved criticism of Europe. Correspondent Jane Cowan is at Los Cabos in Mexico. Jane Cowan, good morning. Julia Gillard delivered an economic sermon when she arrived at the meeting in Mexico, and it would appear that not everyone was pleased.
Well, Tony, what's happened is the leadership of the European Union has held a news conference here in Los Cabos and really launched a rather fierce defence of their handling of the crisis. This is in response to some of the finger-wagging and the criticisms they've already received. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has said that the solution, for instance, lies in courageous leadership and that everyone should look at Australia's example. The President of the European Commission, which is the union's executive agency, Jose Manuel Barroso, has said that, frankly, we didn't come to the G20 to receive lessons in how to run a democracy or how to handle an economy. And instead of criticism, he's saying that he wants to hear approval from other G20 leaders and support for the efforts that are being made in Europe, especially, he says, in light of the public opposition to austerity measures in countries like Greece.
Jane, if nothing else, these G20 meetings do provide an opportunity for leaders to talk to one another face to face. The US and Russia haven't found much common ground recently, but have Mr. Putin and President Obama had a chance to chat?
Yes, this is the first time the two leaders have met since Vladimir Putin retook the presidency. And it does come, as you say, amid all the tension over Syria, with the US having just accused Russia of sending those attack helicopters to help the regime of Bashar al-Assad, and after Vladimir Putin was seen to have snubbed Barack Obama by not attending a meeting at Camp David recently. So this was a chance for the two leaders and for Barack Obama really to try to smooth things over, because he does see the reset of the US-Russia relationship as one of the achievements of his presidency. It has already yielded that arms reduction treaty and cooperation on Iran and Afghanistan, and he doesn't want it to go bad. So the two leaders did meet, but I have to tell you, there weren't a lot of smiles going around. Both wore serious expressions on their faces, as Barack Obama told reporters that they had agreed that the violence in Syria does need to stop. Let's have a listen to how he put it.
We agreed that we need to see a cessation of the violence, that a political process has to be created to prevent civil war and the kind of horrific deaths that we've seen over the last several weeks, and we pledged to work with other international actors, including the United Nations, Kofi Annan, and all interested parties in trying to find a resolution to this problem.
The U.S. President Barack Obama speaking at the G20 conference in Los Cabos, Mexico. Before that, we heard from correspondent Jane Cowan.